Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. I am Brian Chung. You know, the pandemic has pushed a lot of weddings into next year, and wedding booking planning website The Knot now says there's an estimated 2.6 million weddings that will take place in 2022. That would be a record high. But for some, the cost associated with attending a wedding could be pretty burdensome, and that's actually the subject of financial literacy creator and TikTok star Vivian Tu, aka Your Rich BFFs, recent post. And Vivian, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. You know, we've faced a lot of these types of situations before, right? It's kind of someone you know, but you're not that close to. So no disrespect, but you're not necessarily willing to shell out that kind of money or can afford to shell out that kind of money to go to a wedding. What do you do in a situation like that?
Yeah, I think honesty is the best policy here. I have a general quick script that I love to share. You know, you tell them that you're honored to be their bridesmaid, their groomsman, but you need to be really transparent about the fact that you have your own financial goals, such as paying off your credit card bill or saving for a down payment on a home. And what you can share is, you know, my budget is XYZ, but I don't want to hold back your vision for your special day. So it's completely okay if I come as a guest and I'm happy to support you in a multitude of other ways. Because being a guest at a wedding these days can cost $430. And if you're traveling, it's closer to $1,440. So it's very, very pricey and can add up very quickly.
So Vivian, what are the added costs that are associated with actually being part of the party, right? If you're going to a bachelor's party or you're going to a bachelorette party, you should expect to spend a lot more money than if you were just going to the wedding itself, obviously depending on whatever activity it is that you're doing at the bachelor or the bachelorette party. How does that factor into the decision too? Because if you're asked to be part of the party, that's a really big thing to say no to, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. But I think when we all think about wedding spending, we're like, okay, well, the flight, the hotel, and I got to be there on time. But I think we often forget that for some of the gentlemen, you've got to rent a tuxedo or a suit. And for the ladies, you have to buy a bridesmaid's dress. You might have shoes that you need to buy. You're going to want to get your nails done ahead of time, hair and makeup. That all costs money. And then bachelor and bachelorette parties, especially with the rise of social media and FOMO, have gotten grander and grander. And very quickly, it's we're renting a yacht and partying in Cabo. And very quickly, there are costs to food, to shelter, to entertainment, to activities, excursions, and they all just add up.
So Vivian, I mean, how awkward of a conversation can it kind of be, though, if you have decided and want to have that conversation with someone that you won't be able to attend their wedding? Because obviously, you know, it is a tough thing to say no to, and especially if it's someone's really important day, that might be a little bit awkward. Now, obviously, right now, a lot of these weddings that are happening in 22 because of the pandemic. Might it just be better just to lean on, well, you know, I just kind of don't feel safe going to a big gathering right now and just kind of maybe going down that route?
Yeah, if you're feeling awkward, you're 100% not alone. 33% of people actually, based on a 2019 Credit Karma survey, said that they wouldn't feel comfortable declining even if they could not afford to attend. But yes, right now it is a great time to be able to lean on COVID, lean on restrictions, and just say, hey, this is not something I'm currently comfortable with. But I truly do believe if the person whose wedding you're attending is your good friend and you are totally honest with them and really share how you're feeling, they should accept that.
And then lastly here, talking about gifts here, right? Obviously, when it comes to if you are attending the wedding, if you've chosen to attend the wedding, what kind of advice do you have in terms of should you just give cash? Should you give a gift card? Should you buy something that you're not sure they might need? Just going with the wedding registry? What do you think are the kind of best opportunities and options to go with?
Yeah, I think a lot of more modern day couples these days are actually creating cash funds, which is so wonderful because you can give as much as you're comfortable. Typically, I, you know, generally consider the location, the wedding costs for them, and try to cover what I would assume would be the cost of my plate. That said, if you aren't comfortable with that, check out their wedding registry. There's oftentimes items that are going to be more affordable for younger attendees, items that are quite a bit more expensive for closer family and friends. So there is a lot of room to negotiate and keep within your budget.
All right, pay your plate. Good reminder right there. Vivian Tu, financial literacy creator, and you can find her on TikTok at YourRichBFF. Vivian, thanks again for stopping by.